Oh, hon taxi du lunta den hoj. Jag skulle ta Google och sen det.
This is Said's voice, 53 years old, owner of a grocery store in Rabat. Said hired in his shop three children, aged between 10 and 17. I'm in his shop now. The three young workers are helping the clients with their needs. The youngest child, Ali, 10 years, refuses to talk to me. The older one, Ahmed, 14 years, asked me to get the authorization of the shop owner before talking about anything. A thing which I did.
I
finish work at 10 p.m. and go straight to bed. No. Even though I saw him on a ladder, it's not that dangerous for him. I do care for his safety. The upper story isn't too high. Yes, I have children. In fact, I have no idea. They will surely follow what their destiny has for them.
A recent study conducted by the International Program for the Elimination of Child Labor reveals that in Morocco, 58% of child laborers are boys and 42% are girls. Saïd Raji is the executive director of the National Observatory for Children's Rights. He explains the causes behind child labor in Morocco.
The reasons behind child labor include poverty, literacy, or family tradition. Sometimes the parents are the ones who force their children to go to work. A child that has been put to work prematurely is doubtlessly exposed to multiple risks, which threaten the child's bodily integrity and personality.
Child labor tends to be both a cause and consequence of poverty. However, Karim Anqiqa, president of Al Karam Association for the Protection of the Child's Rights, thinks that the phenomenon is a purely business matter.
Children make a lot of money. They are either exploited by someone. We should focus on the family because this is a violation of Children's Rights Convention, where we force children to work.
Against his or her will, the child can be forced by his parents to work. This is the case of Yusuf, 13 years, and Saida, 9 years. I met with the mother of the two children.
My daughter is working as a maid in the neighborhood. She helps with the house chores. Yusuf is my second child. He has been working with a carpenter for 2 years. He earns about 25 to 30 dirhams per day. You know, it's useless for him to study. He will be jobless in the end and stay at home.
Munia went through the experience of an underage child worker. She shared with me the painful memories she keeps from this experience.
I started working at the age of 10 as a maid. I was responsible for a one-year-old baby. I gave him showers, changed his diapers, put him in bed. In addition to the house chores, cooking also. I was frequently beaten. I say to parents, your children should go to school.
Morocco has one of the highest child labor rates in the Middle East and North Africa, says Melek Ben Shkron, National Program Manager in Morocco for the International Program to Eliminate Child Labor. We find underaged workers in garage workshops or in houses, and we directly intervene, she says.
We remove the child from the workplace by offering viable alternatives. Then he or she is placed in a school. If he has over 15 years, we place him or her in a vocational training center. We also offer choices to the family of the child laborer because some families force the children to work.
The main objective of ADRUS project is to combat child labor through education. Lhasen Haddad is the manager of this project in Morocco.
The best place for the kids is not working in homes or working in other places, but it's at school. So school is the pivotal center where all the children should go. That's what we have been doing. That's what we have been trying whether at the provincial level, which means like we want less kids to drop out from school, or mainstreaming level in the sense that we want kids to be educated and then go back to school.
Not only does working negatively impact the education of the child, but also his or her physical and mental health. The social worker plays a significant role here in supporting the exploited child. Ashhed tells us about little maid Bushtawiya. Her case, he says, required a real psychological support.
She started working at the age of 6. She suffered from a psychological breakdown. She spent 7 years working as a domestic servant. She was exploited. We had a huge work to do at the psychological and social levels to make Bushtawiya integrate into society.
Domestic servant Munya wants to become a teacher. Said, from the grocery shop, wants to travel abroad. If the phenomenon of child labor continues, hundreds of thousands of children will never have their dreams realized.